Before landing the top schools job in Frisco ISD last year, Jeremy Lyon already had a reputation for tackling childhood obesity head-on. In the Hayes School District, southwest of Austin, he implemented a mapping project to help pinpoint where students at the highest risk for developing obesity-related problems lived. Lyon says taking such steps was crucial.
We had children coming to school with moderate to severe health issues, and we have them at our campuses and doing all that we can to teach them and help them, but they're not healthy.
In his new role on the American Heart Association's board, Lyon hopes to be not only an ambassador for healthy living, but a liaison between the Heart Association and school districts. He says the appointment will help him learn about the organization's various programs.
We're trying to figure out the very same things, but we don't necessarily talk to one another very often. And we cannot afford to continue that pattern if we're going to make a difference with obesity in this country and cardiovascular health.
The other thing that has to change, the amount of physical activity children get in school. Like most school districts, Frisco ISD offers PE to elementary kids only 3 times a week, and those days are often shared with classes in art, music, and even science. At Hayes, Lyons piloted a program in which elementary students had PE every day. He wants to initiate something like that in Frisco, knowing the district would need to find more elementary PE teachers. Lyons says he's also not crazy about the traditional school lunch schedule.
We've got to get away from this mindset of we only eat in schools in the cafeteria at lunchtime. How ridiculous is that? Everything we know about nutrition is, you know, eat low to the ground, eat often, drink lots of water.
The American Heart Association says superintendents have a major influence on families. A school district is often among the largest employer in a community. That's why the organization wanted to pick someone with Lyon's background.
It's a very simple truth that if you want to move the needle on higher student achievement, then we need healthy children.
One way he will do that is by hiring someone specifically in charge of health and wellness for Frisco schools. Stella Chavez, KERA News.